in just a few moments.
Who are you?
You're like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting out here on my deck, right? That bird isn't moving. And that one.
Hi, I'm James III, and you're watching the Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the most mind-blowing, unexplained, and creepy videos that will definitely make you say, no way. From bizarre and creepy encounters with creatures such as Bigfoot, underwater anomalies, and mysterious phenomena caught on camera, you're definitely in for a treat. Are you guys ready? Well, let's go. Now, I don't know about you, but when it's a beautiful night outside, I usually like to lay down and watch the stars, the moon and the sky in general, and I keep asking myself if it's really just us human beings as a rational and intelligent race in the universe. And I guess that most of the times, lots of people ask themselves this exact question. Is it just us, or is there maybe something else out there? Now, recently, the internet has been completely baffled by this topic for some reason, and there have been several videos popping up on social media and many other places that may be evidence of something else out there.
I've never seen anything like it. Is that a bunch of...
One of the most recent videos that have been baffling internet users all over social media was supposedly recorded in Everett in Washington. This is what was seen. Check this out.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I've never seen anything like it. It had a bunch of sparkling lights on and stuff.
At first, what appears to be a balloon hovering very slowly over Everett can be seen. Then, when the person zooms in, we can observe several tiny spots of light shining all over the object. Whatever this thing is, it's not producing any sound, as in a drone, so it's not one. And it might just not be a balloon. So what is it? But it doesn't stop there, and things just get even stranger in Bogota when a couple of weeks ago Lucas Villafañez captured something chilling while working at his home. Now, Lucas has a very interesting social media profile, but he usually posts things about his daily life. It has absolutely nothing to do with mysterious, strange, or creepy things caught on camera, but in one specific occasion, Lucas noticed something really strange hovering just next to him, and he was able to capture it all on camera, and this is what he saw. What appears to be a cylinder-type object can be seen hovering just next to Lucas' property. In the video, we can see it flying straight into the woods and disappear. Completely baffled by what he just saw, Lucas stayed there and recorded more videos in hopes of capturing it again. After posting the video to his account, it amassed millions of views and thousands of comments. Internet users were divided and baffled. While some state that this could be a drone or maybe a cableway of some sort, others left comments saying that this could actually be a mysterious object going into a cave and this is the reason the object disappears straight into the woods. Now Lucas did his best and he went over to that mountain to find out more. And this is what he captured on camera.
Por el tamaño de los árboles, podemos darnos cuenta de que era bien grande lo que pasó por acá. Pasó por acá y no sé si habrá sido ahí o ahí. Parece un teleférico, no es porque cables no hay. Después un dron se escucharía. Esto hace mucho eco y no puede ser que pase un dron sin hacer ruido. Igual que un avión a control remoto, lo mismo. Haría ruido igual. Dejo a su interpretación. Ahí hay pura mata nomás. No hay lugar para aterrizar nada.
It appears that whatever this thing was, it probably wasn't a drone. And it's not a cableway, so what is it? Curious, Lucas continues climbing the mountain and he finds a cave. It could maybe answer why the object simply disappears. But I don't know, the cave doesn't seem to be as large as the object is. In your opinion, what do you think is going on here? Could it be that this object went into a cave of some sort and vanished inside the mountain? And where did this object come from? What's your take? But these kinds of mysterious phenomena just keep occurring, and last week, a video went viral of what appears to be a glitch in the sky. The video was captured in China and the source is unknown. Check this out. Unfortunately, the video is really short, maybe suggesting that this could be faked or something like that. However, if we pay attention to it and watch it over and over, we can see that the people on the street are all observing the same thing on that cloud. So if this is the real deal, whatever this thing is, it could be maybe a fleet of luminous objects. Drones or not, it's very difficult to say. Or maybe an unexplained glitch of sort. What's your take? In 1979, in the small town of Ottosdal in South Africa, miners working in a pyrophyllite mine dug up mysterious metal spheres known as the Klerksdorp spheres. Now, these dark and reddish-brown, somewhat flattened spheres range in size from 1 to 10 centimeters across, and some of them have these three parallel grooves running around the equator. After analyzing the spheres, researchers and experts came to the conclusion that they were somehow manufactured, but here's the problem and here's where things get really strange. These metallic objects have been dated up to 3 billion years old, making them what geologists and researchers consider to be an out-of-place artifact, which means that this is most likely evidence of a civilization that existed either billions of years ago or way before our history books. But when it comes to strange artifacts found in mines, there are quite a few. And a couple of weeks ago, on January 25th, a TikToker by the name of YuraAmir28 shared a really strange video of what's supposed to be a sculpture of an angel that was supposedly dug up from a gravel pit 340 kilometers away from the Russian town of Zeya. In the video, the miners talk about how they excavated it from the ground, and they take pictures with it, and they talk a little bit about how they regret doing so because they feel something odd about it.
Вот это да. Короче, разрыли экскаватором такую. Ну я скажу, эмоции просто не рассказать. Душа куда-то аж упрыгивает. Не знаю, конечно, не описать. Это просто не рассказать, почему так. Что это такое? Ну там сейчас на вертолете прилетят все эти дела. И вот пока не приехали все эти товарищи, мы вот тут с ребятами.
Now, according to the uploader, they informed authorities who came and retrieved the statue by chopper and took it away. However, this is where things get strange and creepy. After the video was uploaded to TikTok, it amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and internet users were completely baffled by it. Some left comments saying that the size and proportion of the head, the eyes, and the mouth are the same as the man around it, and that the face looks real, not carved, and that this might actually not be just a statue, but most likely some sort of petrified angel. Others compare this to a Simpsons episode where Lisa actually finds the skeleton of an angel during an excavation. There were even some internet users suggesting that the statue actually moves by itself at a certain moment. Check this out. Now, even though many internet users see the statue's face moving by itself, many others do not, like myself. What I do know, however, is that I have to agree with many internet users who state that there's a really creepy vibe to it, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, if it's the face or if it's the statue itself. Something about it just doesn't feel right. Now, to make things even stranger and a bit confusing, Irina Kachinga, the secretary at the Elga coal mine complex, released an official note stating that the statue was actually lying around there for quite a long time and that the people working at that mine did not excavate it and just made up a story on it. But I'm gonna leave it up to you guys. Do you think this is indeed the statue of an angel that was excavated and maybe the Simpsons predicted it? Is it just a fake or made-up video, or is it maybe something else entirely? Now, I don't know about you, but going camping all alone late at night in the woods isn't exactly the best of idea, unless, of course, you are a very experienced camper. There are many things that can happen. From getting lost in the woods to coming face to face with a bad intentioned human being, the list goes on. Thing is, there are a number of people out there who would include another thing to this list, and that would be coming face to face with Sasquatch or Bigfoot type creatures. All over the world, there are thousands of supposed encounters with this tall humanoid being that people call Sasquatch or Bigfoot. And to be honest, there is little to no proof of it. But the little proof that there is enough for us to scratch our heads and keep us awake at night.
Oh my God, no. That.
In this video, for instance, originally uploaded by the Music Memory Lane on YouTube, a channel that does not exist anymore, Lucas and Jerome spot what appears to be Bigfoot just behind one of the trees. Moments before they can actually get closer to it, something happens and they run.
Hey!
Kill!
Hey! Oh!
Very strange noise. Seems to be coming from some kind of an animal.
Now, Chris Dickinson lives in Oklahoma and runs the YouTube channel known as Sooner Sasquatch. And he is in constant search for what he calls the Sasquatch people. And mostly all of his videos are him in the middle of the woods camping in search for evidence of the existence of these creatures. And I would say that in some videos, Chris was able to capture some compelling evidence. In this specific video that we're about to watch, Chris was annoyed by something he heard late at night in his campsite. He leaves the campsite for just a brief moment to check the surroundings. And this is what happens.
There's something over here. It smells like something. Stinks. I'm by myself in pitch dark. I have no light source. All I have is this night vision camera that I'm trying out.
Chris left his tent with a night vision camera and a not-so-good flashlight because he heard some sort of commotion happening just next to him. When he reached this specific place, he says that he feels this awful smell. Now at this specific moment, if I were Chris, I would have left this place and probably gone home. The thing is, Chris stayed there in hopes of capturing something on camera. But what happens next will chill you to the bone.
As I was walking out, there was some commotion over here. So I came over here and it smells like a freaking animal. Whoa, the hell was that?
Did you see that? What appears to be a humanoid figure can be seen lurking and watching Chris silently, just behind one of the trees. And if you watch closely, you can actually see a breath of warm air escaping the creature's face in the cold night. Whatever's going on here, Chris realizes that he's not alone and that he's being watched, and he gets out of there as fast as possible. After watching this video countless times, I still can't make out exactly what is it that I'm looking at. All I know is that for a brief moment, it looks as if it's a head with two dark eyes. Whatever's going on here, it could be Sasquatch or maybe something else. Whatever this thing is, it gives me the chills and I don't even know why. One of Chris' subscribers by the name of Earth Traveler left a comment saying that at 2 minutes and 7 seconds, something is peering out through the branches, then moves the branches aside and moves back, and then appears out again, and that he sees something human-shaped. Alabama Sisters Paranormal says that she sees a huge canine head, but there seems to be a smaller one, or maybe it is just higher up in the tree. What do you think is going on here? Is it possible that Sooner Sasquatch actually caught evidence of the existence of something like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot? Or is it maybe something completely different here? What's your take? Usually when people are sitting down with friends or family during dinner time and start talking about unexplained topics, it's very interesting how everyone has an unexplained story to tell. The thing is, most of the times, there is a really good explanation to unexplained things caught on camera. Sometimes, there isn't.
Bro, what the f*** is this? What the f***? No way, bro. Nobody's supposed to be up there, bro. What the f***? You can't even see his face. Oh my god, bro. What the f***? Bro, what the f***? No way.
And I guess this is exactly the case with a social media account by the name of Prohood Winker. She was casually recording a moment in her life during the afternoon when she noticed something really strange, something that neither her or anyone on the internet could explain. This is what she caught on camera.
What's up, guys? I'm watching this video on repeat. Your guys' comments are amazing. And someone just pointed something out that I cannot believe what I am seeing. All right, you see homeboys walk up to me with the dog, the strange dog, right? But check this out. Right here at 42 seconds, you can see through dude with the glasses as he's walking past the tree. You can see the tree through him. Watch this right here. Here we go. Hold up. Almost, as he's walking away, right there, you see through the tree.
Apparently, Prohood Winker was recording a moment in her afternoon when these two guys come up to her and start arguing about something. Well, she posted the video to her account, and this is when one of her subscribers noticed that the guy in glasses is actually see-through, which is basically impossible. Some internet users are stating that this is just a camera glitch due to the effect of the sunlight being contrary to the camera lens. However, even if that were to be a good explanation, it would not explain how we can actually see through the guy in glasses. After the video went viral, many internet users were divided. Some believe that this could actually be a glitch in the camera lens, while others think that this is a glitch in the simulation and that there is no explanation to it. So Pro Hoodwinker, in reply to many internet users that were in doubt, posted another video. Now, in the second video, we can actually see what she's talking about, and it's very clear. We can actually see through the guy in glasses. Many internet users were left completely baffled by this video, and some suggest that this could actually be a legit glitch in the Matrix. But I'm not too sure about this. What do you think? Is it actually possible that we're living inside some sort of digital simulation, and that this video, for instance, is evidence of such thing, or is it maybe just camera illusion, or maybe something else? What's your take? In 2014, biologists Ron Douglas and Glenn Jeffrey conducted groundbreaking research to explore whether animals, including dogs, could see ultraviolet wavelengths. Their findings were very interesting, to say the least. They concluded that certain animals, notably dogs and cats, are capable of perceiving frequencies invisible to the human eye. This discovery not only expanded our understanding of animal vision, but also opened up fascinating speculations about what these creatures might be seeing.
Leave it. Jamie, you're backing away from it, and let's go. Let's go. What are you doing?
What's wrong, Adam?
Now here's the thing, this research suggests that dogs and cats might actually have access to realms beyond human perception, potentially glimpsing into dimensions or realities unseen by humans. Some speculate that these animals could be sensitive to phenomena such as ghosts or paranormal events.
I'm out here in my living room again, which is right by where that chair moved the other night. And I don't know, there's just been like scary shit going on around that. What was that? Oh, shit. Oh, no. What the f***?
And from the hundreds of videos where dogs and animals can be seen reacting in a very strange manner, sometimes barking or staring at absolutely nothing. From all of these videos that could maybe prove the existence of ghosts and entities, there's one in particular that recently caught my attention.
Is there a ghost?
The video was recently posted by a social media profile by the name of Emma Jean X07. Emma was spending the night at an Airbnb. It was just her and her dog when all of a sudden, her dog starts reacting as if there's someone there. Completely creeped out about it, she got her camera and immediately began to record. And this is what happened.
Is there a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this first?
Where's the ghost? Right there. Where?
Clearly disturbed, her dog continues on barking as if there's something there, something that Emma can't see. And intrigued, but at the same time scared, Emma continued on recording, and this is what she caught on camera.
What the f***?
Did you see that? If we slow-mo and rewind the video, you can clearly see what looks like the shadow of a hand trying to reach out for Rosie, Emma's dog. After being posted, the video amassed millions of views, and internet users all seem to agree that this has to be one of the best video evidence that may actually help prove the existence of ghosts and shadow people. But when it comes to creepy encounters with shadow people, it doesn't stop there. A couple of days ago, I came across a very strange and creepy video posted by a social media profile by the name of Declan. Now, Declan's parents usually post family vlog type videos in their TikTok page. There's nothing mysterious, creepy, or scary about it, with the exception of their latest video. Declan's mom was just about to check up on him while he was reading a book, when all of a sudden she captured something chilling on camera. Pay very close attention.
Done!
What at first looks like a person peeking out the window scares the heck out of Declan's mom. She runs outside to check what's going on, and this is when she realizes that there's absolutely no one outside. Completely creeped out about it, she goes back inside and immediately locks her door. And after uploading the video to the internet, it amassed millions of views and left a lot of people divided. Some think that this could be a bear or maybe a person, while others believe that this could be a legit paranormal encounter of some sort. Now, taking into consideration the height of which her window is at, if this were a person, it would have to be a very, very tall one. If we slow-mo and rewind the video, you'll see that whatever this thing is, it appears to be wearing a cloak, and it also appears to be featureless, no face, no eyes, no mouth, no nose, which suggests that this could be a legit shadow person. Now, a shadow person or a djinn is described in certain cultures as a dark humanoid figure that usually wears a cloak and has no face. Now, taking everything into consideration, the height of the window, her reaction and everything else, this could be the real deal. But still, I'm not too sure. I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this could be a person stalking her house? Maybe a bear? Or something else entirely? What's your take? Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I travel along the coastline, I always look at the ocean and think about how vast it is and how much of it is still unknown. I mean, if you think about it, an area the size of the USA would fit 37 times inside the ocean. That's quite a lot of space to cover. And as far as I know, we have covered only 20% of it. This kind of means that the ocean isn't just the home of life that began 3.5 billion years ago. It's also home to many mysterious and unexplained accounts and stories of strange things that lurk beneath it. But apparently you don't need to go that deep to find yourself face to face with a very strange and unexpected situation.
Where is it going?
A couple of weeks ago, two fishermen were located in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, in a region known as Bridge Surf Beach. As you can see in Google Maps, this is a very shallow area, very popular as a surfing spot. Usually you'll never find divers or anything like that in this specific spot of the beach. And this is precisely where a couple of fishermen were a few weeks ago when they spotted something really strange in the water. Check this out.
Mira, prendí, apagó. Y una boya allí.
What at first looks like some sort of luminous phenomenon can be seen just a few meters away from their boat.
alumbra de momento, ¿verdad?
In hopes of figuring out exactly what this thing is, the two fishermen now approach this mysterious luminous object carefully.
Where are they going?
No se le calme mucho.
Yeah, no.
It seems that the more they approach it, the more mysterious it becomes. It's not algae, it's actually like nothing they had ever seen before. And now completely baffled, the two fishermen decide to follow this thing around just a little bit more. And this is what happens next. Check this out.
Mira, empezó en el puente y está en la boya, era la boya. El puente está a mano izquierda. Mira eso, mira eso, mira. Mira eso. Hay algo ahí. Mira algo ahí. Míralo. Yo no sé qué carajo es eso. Dale para atrás.
Yo no quiero saber.
Dale. Dale. Dale.
Did you see that? What looks like a humanoid being can be seen pacing very quickly underwater just next to this mysterious luminous object. And notice how at a certain moment there you can actually see very clearly its two glowing eyes. The fishermen try their best to capture it all on camera, but when they realize that whatever this thing is possibly not human or from this world, they flee as fast as possible.
Dale. Dale.
After being uploaded, the video amassed millions of views and thousands of comments, and internet users were completely baffled. Some think that this is just a diver, even though the two fishermen clearly seem frightened and convinced that this is something else. Other internet users believe that this is something far more sinister. Many left comments stating that whatever this thing is, it's pacing too quickly underwater to be a regular human being. Not only that, many internet users seem to agree that its two glowing eyes are a giveaway that whatever this thing is might not be human at all. So whatever is going on here, this is possibly not just a regular diver. It might just be something else entirely. But what? What's your take? What do you think that luminous object is? And what about the humanoid figure? Is it a human being? Or is it maybe something else? Being a police officer isn't exactly the easiest of jobs. And I guess that we can all agree that most cops have seen it all. After all, it's the nature of the job to be exposed to virtually everything America has to offer. Researching a bit about the topic, I found out that it's not exactly the most uncommon thing for policemen to actually get calls from people asking for help to deal with the paranormal. And this is exactly the case with a video that was uploaded by Julian Petit a couple of months ago. In this 4-minute video, police officers are called to help a woman who believes her house has been broken into, but when they find absolutely no one inside, things start to get weird. This is what was caught on one of the police officers' body cam. Check this out.
I left for a while to go shopping, and when I came home, the door is open. I think somebody broke in.
Does anyone live in the house?
Yes. My husband, myself, and our 2 kids, but they're out of town right now. They're with his parents.
And how many rooms do you have?
2 upstairs and 1 downstairs.
All right. We're going to have to go and search the house. Is it okay if we go in?
Yeah, of course.
You don't have any, like, pets or dogs or anything?
No.
Right. Just stay here, man.
Police, if anyone's here, make yourself known. Police. Anyone inside?
While sweeping the woman's house, one of the police officers comes face to face with a strange situation. After he opens one of the closet doors, it seems to bang shut by itself, just behind him. At this point, if I were the police officer, I would be getting the heck out of there. I can't imagine the pressure that they're feeling right now. But these police officers are brave, and they continue on sweeping the woman's house, and this is what happens next. Check this out.
Police! Anyone inside, make yourself known. In the video, we can see one of the doors apparently opening by itself, and I guess the police officer noticed it too. He then goes inside the room because, after all, it's his job. He checks it out, and then he gets out. When he's about to go downstairs, something chilling happens, and he catches all of it on camera. Check this out.
Downstairs, clear.
We're good.
When the police officer is about midway down the stairs, he hears what appears to be footsteps just behind him, and in the video we can hear it very clear. Completely baffled, it's as if the police officer acknowledges that there's something invisible there, something that he can't deal with. So knowing that there's absolutely nothing else that they can do, they call it a day. After the video was posted, internet users were divided. Some believe the video is staged or fake somehow. Others think that this is the real deal. Not only that, some even say that when the cop's about to go downstairs, when he looks back the last time, we can supposedly see a shadowy figure inside one of the rooms. And even though I'm not sure I can see a figure inside the room, this is one of the creepiest videos I've watched so far. I don't know exactly what it is about it, but it gives me the chills. But when it comes to shadowy figures, there are two videos that were uploaded recently that may actually prove their existence. But before I go on, let me explain a little bit about shadow people. They are usually claimed to be viewed as unrecognizable, fleeting shadows out of the corner of an observer's eye. Some people experience them as a dark mass, others sometimes in a humanoid shape. Most people report feeling some sort of evil intent coming from them, and sometimes not being able to distinguish their face features.
These entities have been observed throughout all humanity, and to this day, no one knows if they're just a figment of our imagination or if they're the real deal. Now, recently, a social media account by the name of VK Project seems to have captured one on camera.
Hey, no, 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 no. No, stay there. Hey. Oh my God. Dude. It's okay. It's okay.
In the video, VK Project appears to capture a shadowy figure sitting down on his couch. If this wasn't strange enough, what makes it even stranger is the fact that he apparently has a dog with him and it seems to be reacting to whatever this thing is. Some internet users seem to agree that maybe the video is real, while others state that this is most likely CGI or just an edit. And after watching the video for a couple of times, I've noticed that whatever this thing is, I can't make out any of its features. But because I don't see a dog in the video and there's no more information about it, it becomes very hard to say that this is the real deal. But things are a bit different in another video posted by Joe Brown Ghost Hunter. In this video, a family is playing with a dog when all of a sudden this happens. Check this out.
Oh my God, look, Jennifer. There's somebody right there. I got that. I swear to God. Oh my God.
Did you see that? What appears to be a patch of white mess can be clearly seen in the video, apparently playing with the dog. A ghost, maybe? Or something else entirely? What is going on here in this video? Have you ever experienced something paranormal with your pets? And do you think that dogs and cats can actually see these entities somehow? Well, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Also, if you'd like to contact me about strange videos or strange stories that you'd like to share with me, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys again.